turn to the final two panelists. The next presentation and remarks will be from François Crépeau.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me. I'll be talking about migration and how it relates to mediation. Migration is one of the results of festering disputes and conflicts. One has to understand what migration is and analyze why it happens if one is to understand what the dispute is about. Migration is a normal response to stress, political stress, economic, social, environmental stress. Migration is actually the normal state of humankind. We all come from one woman in Eastern Africa approximately 200,000 years ago, and we've conquered the planet several times over. We are a migrating species. We have always migrated, even after we've settled in agricultural communities, and even today we're constantly moving for work, for holidays, for pilgrimage, for studies, for retirement, for protection, or just for the sake of it. Migration is always an individual choice, although some migration waves can amount to hundreds of thousands of people moving together. Migration is an individual journey in various social spaces. In the same family, responding to the same stress factors, some will migrate, others won't. Forced migration happens when people see no other viable choice than to change place. Natural disasters, violence and poverty are the main drivers of forced migration because of the loss of means of livelihood. Migration often happens when individuals are not considered as valid interlocutors in the discussions to resolve the dispute and are not included in the conflict resolution mechanisms. Too often, migration is considered a transitory state, and governments will consider migrants as collateral damage, not as central actors of the conflict and of its resolution. Yet, we have examples of migration creating conflicts all over the planet, from Eastern Europe to the Middle East to Central Asia to South and Southeast Asia to Latin America. Most of those conflicts or disputes have natural resources aspects, be it water or oil or forest or rare minerals or land. People living under stress may become migrants. They will think of migration as one option, not the easiest, but maybe the one with the most prospects. In that sense, migration may be an early sign of a festering dispute. Paying attention to migration movements and listening to the voice of migrants about the causes of their migration may serve as an early warning mechanism of disputes which may develop into more violent conflicts. The guide contains multiple examples of disputes and conflicts where migrants were involved, whether this is mentioned or not. Refugees will flee violence to protect themselves and their families. In the course of my mandate, I've been able to interview many refugees and many migrants, and deprivation, including discriminatory non-access to scarce resources, such as water or land, is so often at the source of their flight. People will migrate when pushed out by development projects, such as major dams and industrial complexes that are depleting the water table, or they will be forcibly displaced by private actors, such as transnational companies, in particular in the extraction sector. Migrants moving to other communities may create additional stress for local communities. For example, we often see refugees moving to a community and cutting wood in order to build houses and cook when wood is already a scarce resource in the region. Migrants returning home after some period of time may also create stress. For example, when the land has been redistributed in the meantime, or the houses have been appropriated by others, and the land tenure system is not robust enough to handle competing claims. We've seen this in Bosnia and Cambodia and Timor. We have numerous examples of migrant families keeping as a treasure the keys of the house they had to abandon. And the guide mentions land tenure as one key aspect for resource mediation. Migrants and refugees are often not included in peacemaking processes, as they are often considered outsiders, either because they have left the country or the region and are considered not to have a stake anymore in the issues, or because they have too recently arrived to be considered as permanent stakeholders. Including migrants, refugees, returnees, and diasporas in any type of peace negotiations or mediation processes is often one key of the numerous keys to success. If dignity is defined as the ability to exercise options in choosing the course of one's life, migration is always a dignity-seeking journey. Migrants may often be victims of human rights violations or economic deprivation, but they are not only victims. They are survivors. They are constantly making decisions that will determine the course of their lives and that of their children. They exercise agency on a daily basis. Mediation is about putting all stakeholders together, about engaging all actors as valid interlocutors in all the processes necessary to sustainably resolve the disputes or conflicts, in recognizing that their dignity needs as much respect as that of any other stakeholder. Inclusivity is mentioned in the guide as one of the key features of mediation, including the most marginalized communities, including migrants and refugees in particular, despite social and political asymmetries, is often the only way to achieve lasting resolution of conflicts and disputes. Migrants are human beings with dignity and human rights, wherever they are, like any one of us. They exercise the ultimate agency offered to human beings moving to hopefully greener pastures. Mediation offers them the possibility to have their voice heard and take part in whatever process is put in place to resolve the dispute. Their dignity requires no less, and our collective dignity depends on this essential recognition. I'm very impressed with this detailed and richly illustrated guide and hope that the methodology it outlines will be used to allow migrants and refugees to speak up and play their important part in the resolution of disputes and conflicts. Thank you very much.